What's up? Welcome to the Mid Catch-Up Podcast, episode 77, Run and Shoot, featuring your host, Lofton, a.k.a. Mr. Hayes Adonis in the building, and I got my co-host, Rajim, in the building.
Mr. Make It Happen, you know how we do all day long, baby, let's go.
And you know how we be doing up here? We got to be corresponding and shit. So we got an international correspondent, we got a wine correspondent, we got a food connoisseur. We got a
sommelier.
I don't even know if I said that right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
She be doing it all, man. We got Aaliyah in the building.
Hey, y'all.
Yo,
you got jokes, right?
Hey, look, I'm trying to hook your resume up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure that you're good. It's on video, too, so that means it's real. It's true.
It's for real.
All that. You know what I mean?
So, steady.
You know, saying all the blue check marks and everything, we got it. It's good to go. You know, so welcome everyone. You know what I'm saying? It's been fantastic, great week. You know what I'm saying? Rocking that Mid Catch Up podcast gear. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to LGI Fitness and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Stay fit, get your muscles right. It's almost summertime. You know what I'm saying? Get your muscles right. Do your thing.
Get
LGI Fitness.
Yeah, get your
go check it out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Let's
do that
pick.
Thing.
Let's go.
Rajim, man, I'm gonna start with you, man. How was your week?
It was good, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all right. You know, it's a little different now since we starting on the Tuesday, so I ain't really got through the week yet. But my Monday and Tuesday was good. You know what I'm saying? Which arms
counts? You know what I'm saying? Already, we got fans of the international correspondent out here asking for some money. You know what I'm saying? They know where they know who to ask too, because ain't nobody else.
Y'all hilarious. So,
the weekend was good. Had a good weekend. Chilled out with my granddaughter. That's what happened.
Good stuff, man.
When you get old, that's
most, yes, sir.
Most excited things: strawberry picking. You know, strawberry picking with the little one.
There
went to the
go.
Zoo. She had to feed giraffes.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so,
there you go.
And then I chilled. I smoked me a young look, killing with it. Smoked me a couple cigars.
Ooh, kill him.
But other than that, man, that's what's up, man. It's been a good week so far. You know what I'm saying?
That's live. So, Aaliyah, how you doing down there in Philly? You know what I'm saying? You keeping them in the right place?
I am. My people good. I talked to all my babies this week. We had a few birthdays in the family this week. I wished everybody happy birthday. Due to scheduling and everything, at some point in time, we'll meet up and have like a get together. Mm-hmm. Which is technically, you know, for us, it's just, hey, we going over, we call it the big house. It's my pop house. They play cards, we drink, we, you know, somebody will bring a cake, somebody will order some food, and it's just, you know, the kickback. Sisters are here in the building somewhere.
They in the building? You got
them
down in the waiting area? Huh?
They in the waiting area.
Okay.
I told them, I'm like, I'm filming, you know, I'll see y'all shortly, you know. You know, I keep telling people, oh, I ain't put the furniture together. I ain't do this. And I did when y'all came up that weekend. I did put my second chair together. It is sitting over there. I'm so proud of myself. It only been in the box for 8 months. But, I mean, you know, you live by yourself, you know.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You know,
do what you do. But yeah, having a good time. Everything was good. All the babies good. We had literally since y'all left, so it's been 2 weeks. Remember I told you I was waiting on the one cousin. She had her baby last week. We got another one that's due this week. So it's just like, I'm excited. I know. I'm excited. Cousin Aunt Leah out here showering the babies. You know? So I can't wait. I can't wait.
Cousin Aunt Leah?
So yes, yeah, so here's
look, you gotta know that story. I was there for that story. That's great. That's fantastic.
So all of my cousins have the great grandchildren. You know what I mean? All of them have the kids. So as they're having babies and whatever, for whatever reason, they know to call my little cousin their aunt. They know I'm older than her. So, but for some reason, they seem to think like I'm their aunt too. And of course their parents like, no, that's my cousin. That's your cousin. And they be like, yeah, okay. Okay. Cousin Aunt Leah. That's what you want to be called.
Okay, I like
you know what I mean? Like, the babies are confused. It's fine. We just called me, hey, whatever.
You got to rock with it.
Until they get it. Cause, yeah, you'll be cousin Aunt Leah. At least I'm not Miss Aunt somebody, like my little sister used to call my aunt Miss Aunt Rosie.
So at least when they get older, like for example, I got an uncle, God bless his soul, he passed away last year. But his nickname was Brother, right? Brother, right? But he was my mom's brother, so we had to call him Uncle Brother. And I'm like, yep. I'm not calling this nigga Uncle Brother.
Yeah, Uncle that's brother. How we that go.
It's your Uncle Brother. I'm not calling this nigga Uncle Brother.
Yeah, that's. I mean, but hey. I think what happens is, as the well, you know, like in Black families, our dynamics are just strange. So yeah. You know, yeah. as long as the kids know we are related, for 4-year-olds and below, they don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
All we know is she be having candy and she be buying us gifts. They don't care about nothing else. You want to be my aunt? Sure. You want to be my cousin? Not a problem. That's pretty much what it is. So I'm excited. I'm just waiting on a new baby. And you know, nobody knows the sex of the baby. We are all
super surprised,
you know, crossing our fingers, hoping it's gonna be a girl, but I know better. This will be her third son, and that's fine. So,
congrats. Well, it's been a good one. Got friends visiting and whatnot, so it's been a good week. Went out, you know, the weekend was pretty cool. So, got a little call from one of our coworkers. He was like, hey, man, my son is. They got a little thing for a fundraiser and whatnot, and was like, hey man, we going out here skeet shooting. You know what I'm saying? We hitting the clay pigeons with the shotties. And I was
It's called skeet shooting.
You see how they launch out and you go skeet, 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 skeet. You see where it came from? Skeet, skeet, oh, skeet, 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 plow, plow, plow.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure I had heard what you had said.
Or it's also called, you know, shooting clay pigeons. That's the other one. But Lil John used it in a different realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I got you.
Yeah, we went out there. Me and the wife went out there. We were, you know, going out there and shooting the clay pigeons and whatnot. So that was pretty dope. You know, first time I ever got out there and did something like that. I handled my own, you know, military kicked in. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, got them in
moving targets,
put them down. Moving target. You know what I'm saying? So I did my thing. So that was fun. We got to enjoy and do that. So, yeah, I mean, moving, you know, a little different from the pop-ups. Yeah, a little different from the pop-ups. You know what I'm saying? We got the flying across and going away and all type of other stuff. So it was pretty dope.
Yeah.
I had a good time. And last but not least, you know what I'm saying? We'll make sure you're good. Welcome our guest. Our new guest to the location. We got Daquan in the building.
How's everybody doing? Hey, yo.
How you doing?
Welcome. It's a pleasure. Welcome. I'm doing well. Say it again.
I was asking the doggone host, do we got sound effects anymore? Or the HR cut us off?
He put the sound effects out here. You missed it.
I don't know.
Can you guys, just one question. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you. Okay, perfect.
Rajim, go ahead and give a little intro, more than just me announcing his arrival. Give a little intro to the guest, squared away.
Oh, no doubt. I couldn't wait to get Daquan on, man. So, real talk, like, I met Daquan, man. You know, I coach football. Daquan is a trainer. So, Daquan came out, man, and I coach 8-year-olds, right? So now imagine Daquan about I would say 6'3", 6'4". I tell you.
I'm 6'2" on a good day.
Okay, so I'm talking about, I say about 280, 290.
320.
The boy don't play. So imagine I got 8-year-olds. He come out
here. You say you 6'2", 320, huh?
Yeah.
I got 8-year-old lineman scared to death. He come out here, man. But yeah, he get him on the right path, man. I had to get him on, man. Had an opportunity to start chopping it up with him, man. Good guy, man. And I look at him as a little brother, man, because he got the same heart that I got.
Yeah.
Mentoring, you know, going out to do positive things in the world, man. Y'all give it up for my dog, man. Hey, Daquan Murray in the building. He got so many accolades, man. It's like professional football player.
It's a pleasure.
Actor. We're going to talk about that in a minute. You know what I'm saying? He just became an actor and everything, mentor, trainer, man. This dude doing big things.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming through and hanging out with us. So we're gonna go ahead and start this off. We gotta always have, if you had a good week, bad week, it's only one day in. If your Monday was crap,
yeah,
or if it was great, let's celebrate with a drink of the
celebrate.
Day.
Celebrate.
Okay. The drink of the, let's go.
I'm gonna go ahead and start off. Drink of the day. I'm bringing out a little bourbon. I got a little small batch, 1792. I'm gonna throw that in there. I got a little cola chaser with that, so I'm gonna throw that in the glass and let that marinate. You know what I mean? So I usually stay on the dark, but you know what I'm saying. But it's all good. So Rajim, I know that you was out there. You know what I'm saying, flaunting your video skills and showing the drink of the day that you created. So what you got for the day, sir?
So, hey, listen. So, you know, I got the black. Now, let me tell you the backstory. My boy Calvin, he owned. My boy Brandon was with me. Brian, we went out to a cigar lounge. I've been looking for this Blackberry Crown for about a month. It sold out. They said Canada ain't sending it quick enough or whatever. So I bought. So at ABC, I don't know if y'all know the liquor store. It's about $26. They were sold out. Mm-hmm. I got it from the cigar lounge for $80. I could have bought, you know what I'm saying, 3 bottles. But anyway, I got the Blackberry Crown. It was. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but I did make something what I call the Blackberry Molasses. I was at Walgreens earlier, and Aaliyah is going to talk shit about me in a minute. But I was at Walgreens earlier, and I got this right here. See this blue? There was a blue raspberry lemonade.
Yeah.
And I mixed it with my Blackberry Crown. And I came up with a little something, and I called it that Blackberry Molasses. You ever heard that song back in the day? Blackberry Molasses. So anyway, it was all right. It wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying? But gave me a little, like I said, it gave me a little, it tasted more like the raspberry.
Cough syrup? No?
What? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it wasn't.
Blackberry cough syrup? There you go.
Because that's exactly what it was.
Ended up tasting a little bit like medicine.
Yeah.
Let me clear my throat.
So listen, I switched it up. So what I did was, I got the raspberry Smirnoff, right? And I took my granddaughter to the picking strawberries the other day. So
she's beautiful, by the way. She's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
She's beautiful.
They had the blueberry lemonade at the farm where they had a you know, raspberries.
Okay.
Strawberries or whatever. So I mixed the blueberry lemonade with the raspberry vodka, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I call it get your mind right. So I swear, the drink of the day is the Blackberry Molasses. But I call this right. I call this the get your mind right.
Get your mind right. Saying? I like that. Get your mind I like right. that. I like that.
Look, you know what I'm saying? Because it
gets your mind right.
It's gonna sneak up like on that. You. Like Aaliyah, it's gonna sneak up on you. Talk
bad about you. Ain't gonna sneak up on you.
Well, yeah, she ain't gonna sneak.
I ain't gonna,
gonna tell you, dead to your face.
Kick the dough in.
I'm gonna let you know.
All right,
you
well,
shouldn't even be surprised because I already told you.
Yeah.
So we're gonna drink it with the Blackberry Molasses, but I switched it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With the get your mind right.
So we're gonna see what the guests came in with. You know what I'm saying? So, Daquan, what did you bring to the table I mean, it could be water. You could just be hydrated, man. You could just work out or anything. But what do you bring to the table today for the drink of the day?
You know what? That was a question I had for myself this entire day when I was thinking about coming on to the podcast. I'm like, you know what, Daquan? You could be on some real athlete stuff. And, you know, I'm just doing Pedialyte tonight, you know. And I'm like, nah, man, you know, I think I want to follow suit to the celebration. And I think it's only right that I do that. And this early evening, I am currently drinking my favorite drink prepared by myself. And this is called a cinnamon old fashioned. And I'm a whiskey guy myself. I prefer whiskey. Actually, when I was at Raz's house for the Super Bowl party, I brought this particular
Super Bowl party at the mansion.
Oh, dang, I guess I spilled the beans. I hope I didn't get nobody in trouble.
I just want to know.
You know, Raz. I just snitched. At the mansion. This was last year. I mean,
it was at the old house.
It was at the Super 8. Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
If I were, now that I remember, it was a Super 8. Yeah, so it's called Teacup Whiskey. And it's brewed out of Colorado, and I think it's really good. You tried it. Remember I had you try it, Raz?
Real smooth. Yep.
The whiskey that I brought through. Yeah, so I prepared a little cinnamon old fashioned. If I'm not drinking old fashioned, I'm drinking a Manhattan. If I'm not drinking a Manhattan, I'm drinking a Moscow Mule. Yeah.
I'm trying to be. I'm feeling you, man.
All right, then.
Well, so we have our, and the reason why. You know what I'm saying? Aaliyah, if you haven't watched the show at all, Aaliyah be getting in Roz's ass. It's because she was a bartender.
He don't be making good decisions.
All right, so Aaliyah, talk to me. What you bring to the table?
What I'm drinking right now, well, I just finished a 2019 Pinotage, and I am now on a red wine blend. It's a 2020. It's out of Washington State. It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's all right.
Some lovely
it's all right
vino.
Right now. I like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But today, mm-hmm. I've been on red wine lately. Y'all know I've been on my fitness journey.
Yes,
I told myself, you know, after I finished that bottle of gin, that I was going to be done drinking for a while. Yes, and I have been, it's been like, I don't know, four days
good for
so
you.
Far.
Good for
I know.
You.
I'm good so sad. You. But it's okay. It's fine. I got the whole wine right back there.
Congratulations to you.
But Roz, speaking about your BlackBerry, the BlackBerry, what is it called? Crown? Right. Because the thing is, if you're going to do BlackBerry Crown, you can literally mix it with lemonade. That lemonade, it will be perfect. You can also probably do a sangria if you have like just a. Happen to have a wine bottle sitting around, you could do like a BlackBerry sangria. Just mix the BlackBerry with the wine. It becomes a sangria. If you're feeling froggy, throw some strawberries in it. Yeah. But that bottle. So
just that vibe. Yeah. This wine right here.
I thought that was a protein drink. That's what I thought that was.
12% alcohol right there.
Oh, okay. So you was doubling up doing your thing.
Hey, and it's still nasty. But it's still nasty.
No, it's all right.
You're right.
I didn't know if you mixed it with wine and made it a sangria.
Yeah, I mean, when I make my sangria, if I'm making a red wine sangria, I use bourbon. If I'm making a white wine sangria, I will use 9 times out of 10, I would use vodka or rum. So you can, but you just gotta find flavors that work.
You gotta become a science.
I mean. I mean, hey, look, I don't get no invite to the big. Look, I'm not allowed in the big house. Clearly, I'm too dark to be in the big house. So,
Brandon says you out here with a wine milk carton. You know what I'm saying?
He got wine in the milk carton. AOG, I'm not hating, man. Is it getting? My question to you is it getting the job done?
12%.
Not really. Not really.
Well,
and y'all see my bar stacked. I don't front.
Oh, right, now, he not lying.
I don't know. I ain't been.
Come over here.
So everybody
live
out
in
there,
Florida.
Make sure you take that drink of the day. You know what I'm saying? We got blueberry, everything else. Anything you can mix with the blueberry. $80 Black Mary joint.
I'm sorry to cut you guys off, but that noise, I live in Winter Park, Florida. That noise is a army of peacocks that live in my backyard. So if you hear that, it's a peacock.
It's Florida peacock. Is wild. Y'all just got some wild animals going on down there.
Listen, the other day was like Jumanji from my drive from my apartment to the gym. I must have seen 14 indigenous species, and that's a 15-minute drive.
Getting it done. So, all right, well, we're gonna keep it pushing. We done did our drink of the day. So if y'all got anything out there, let us know. Y'all did. Let us know what y'all was drinking on. I saw some cigars out there. What y'all was smoking on, doing y'all thing. So hey, so happy to have y'all with us. And once again, if y'all with us or y'all know about the show, y'all need to make sure that y'all subscribe. Y'all need to make sure that y'all out here hitting the bell. Make sure that you friending and following on all the Mid Catch Up the Pod. We out there. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Make sure y'all subscribe and make sure that y'all sharing it out there with your friends and family, because we love to have new people come out and hang out with us. Of course, we got to kick it off. We got the guests in the building. Talk to us, man. So I was looking at your Instagram and everything, and I was seeing, you know what I'm saying, you had a professional football career.
Yes.
How did you get started in playing football? Like, everybody had a beginning. Was it something that, like, for me, I played football, it was just pretty much from when I was 2 years old, I can remember holding a football. But, like, where did it begin for you?
It's actually very, very similar to your story, man. Basically, I was big from the second I got on this earth. I was big, you know what I mean? I was always a larger gentleman. And my mother is a very, very nurturing, caring woman. And I don't come from the greatest of places. So she just knew if she put something in my hand early to fall in love with, that's kind of where my direction would go towards. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, I've been playing football. I mean, there's literally pictures of me 8 years old. I mean, 8 months old, and my mom, like, professional pictures of me holding a football. You know what I mean? Before I even knew what a football was. So it was kind of like destined for me to do this, you know, at some point at any level. You know what I mean? I knew that this is what I wanted to do at an early age. So, yeah, man, I'm very blessed to have done the things that I'm done, and I'm still doing the things that I'm doing. And yeah, man, God is very, very good. And yeah, and I'm just going to do it until I can't do it no more. And that's just what it is.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
So yes. My question to you is, bro, like, so I just met you recently, bro. You got the energy. A lot of football players got the energy, dog. But when they see you on the field or when they see you in your element, bro, you're a whole nother beast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What makes Daquan that beast? Like, what drives you to be like, just turn up? Because every time when I see you, you kind of put me in a state of mind of somebody like Aaron Donald or somebody that just like, you know what I'm saying? When you go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What drives you to have that impact on the sport that you love, bro?
I love competing. Not only do I love competing, I'm a very aggressive person, and I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with where I come from. You know what I mean? I was born in Springfield, Massachusetts. It's probably the most dangerous place in New England. It is, in fact, the most dangerous place in New England. And You know, yeah, man, I come from an aggressive background as far as, you know, the things that I saw growing up, you know, some of the things that I had to endure, not inside my home. My mother made sure that inside my home was always peace. But I don't know, man. I don't ever not want to not take advantage of every second that I'm out there. And for me, football is not just something that I just do. You know what I mean? It's who I am. It's changed my life. It's why I have a palm tree behind me. You know what I mean? So I do not. It's more so like a religion to me. So I do not play with it when it's time for me. When that lawyer is walking into that courtroom and it's time to win a case, he's not playing. You know what I mean? His tie is tied. You know what I mean? His mind is set on the win. And yeah, man, I just like hurting people and not getting in trouble for it, to be honest, man. And yeah, they pay me, you know, fairly decent to, you know, to there's no better feeling to me than grabbing a grown man and driving him to the ground.
You know, I know, right?
Yeah.
So much fun.
In a different context.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, we got tryouts coming up. We got tryouts coming up, Mom. We can use a D-tackle. Yeah, we can use a D-tackle.
There you go.
Yeah, but yeah, man, it's just all in good sport, of course. You know, all in good sport. And I turn it off and turn it on when I'm on the field, but I try to approach all aspects of my life with the same mindset. You know what I mean? All outside of football as well. Just, you know, just take it, bro. If you want it, take it. You know what I mean? Really be it and body it. You know what I mean? Like, don't just talk about it. And if you're going to talk about it, at least have the insurance to back it up. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. I watched my mom go through some things and that kind of fed some type of beast inside of me. I seen her overcome some trials and I'm like, bro, like, why not just go all out? You feel me? So,
yeah,
I got a different attitude on the field for sure. I'll give you that. I'm different than other people on the field. You know, I've slapped a couple people, got fined and stuff, but I'm very passionate. You know what I mean? And like,
and you got to do what you do.
It happens. It happens. You know,
listen, bro.
Yeah, you just go to anger management, pay your fine, and do it again. It's fine.
Oh no. It's all in good play because once that whistle's over, it's, you know, I'm back to being a, you know, the gentleman that I am now. I try.
Oh.
Can I send a quick shout out real quick? Shout out to Jenny. I know she's probably watching.
You know, oh no, she's not here. She's pulling up soon. She'll be here soon. Okay, cuss me out for something.
Shout out to Jenny, man. Mm-hmm. For holding you down. You know what I'm saying? Because sugar. Honestly, like I said, that has to be a foundation. You and I have talked before, and just about your foundation. I'm gonna let Aaliyah ask her question. She smiled like she got a question, so I'm gonna let her ask her question first.
I promise I don't have a question. You go right on ahead.
You ain't got a question? Okay.
I don't.
So as far as you mentor, and you and I talk a lot, and you mentor, and you talk to these young men. If there was something you had to say, man, to these young men these days, man, that's trying to get to the next level of anything, and not just a football, but any part of their life. You know what I'm saying? What would you tell a 15-year-old you right now that would keep you motivated to do big things in your life? You know what I'm saying? Like, so what would keep you focused?
I would have to see it. A 15-year-old me, I was very blessed to see it. You know what I mean? I had a gentleman who's like a big brother to me. He is my big brother. You know, I mean, I would never call him anything less. Ron Brace, he was, you know, one of the people that laid a foundation in my city for going professional. Like, you know, at that time it was like a dream, but it was like, you know what I mean? I'm not really taking football too serious. But when I saw that you can actually like become the person that you actually want to be from this city, somebody that walked on the same concrete that I walked on, you know what I mean? Ate the same chicken wings and French fries from the same Chinese restaurant that I grew up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh my God, this can happen. When he came around the corner in his Alpina Beamer, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, he fortified that vision in his head. You know what I mean? And that's when I learned that, bro, if you can put something in your head, then it can formulate to the physical, but you just have to truly believe it. And you know what I mean? And Yeah, man. Yep. I think that was it.
Yeah, so that's what.
Let me finish. Answer that question. I think I would. I would say travel to any 15-year-old that wants to truly take this serious. I would say travel, man, because you learn who you are with traveling. My mother put me in camp. She forced me. You know what I mean? When I didn't want to play football, she put me in these Nike camps and these Springfield College and BC camps, and you know what I mean. And once my eyes widened to things and realized, oh man, it's much bigger than this small city. Things can really, really happen, bro. Like, your life can really play out to being what you want it to be. You're in control. You know what I mean? And I would say travel, man. And if you really, really want something, I would say seek out somebody that has what you have and have a conversation with them. Your network is your net worth.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a buddy that's from he's in the Boston area, right? So now,
okay, yeah.
Now he's actually a Boston police officer. His father was a Boston detective. It was, and being black in the situation in that area, knowing that it's a dynamics, and yeah, with the way that it's kind of built up there in Massachusetts, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Not to get into anything crazy, but I mean, you probably, yeah, understand in Mass, a little different, right? So
yeah, predominantly, like, in certain places it is,
right?
Yes.
Right, very predominantly, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm, and whatnot. So what was that like, you know what I'm saying? Of course, being in a sport like football, you see professional percentages are higher, 70%, where you're, you know, saying black, melanin up, you know what I'm saying, or more in that, yeah, aspect. And then being in Boston area, or in that Massachusetts, yeah, area where, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
you know,
I understand.
You kind of know what's up, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
what was it like growing up in that area in Massachusetts, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll flip it for you. I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts, which, mm-hmm, is predominantly us.
Okay.
And a predominantly of the minority, and it's a mixture. But my challenge is basketball was invented in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Right.
Basketball was invented a mile away from my house. You know what I mean? So the Basketball Hall of Fame, it's very predominantly basketball. And so I had to figure out different ways to get to where I am. And, you know, I had to scream a little louder on the field. I had to talk a little more junk. You know what I mean? I had to do different things and find different ways to squeeze my way. And, you know, I'm not at the highest level of football, but I'm at the top three highest levels of football. I play, mm-hmm, on the NFL Network, but it didn't come from being quiet, because they come to my city looking for basketball players, and that's just what it is. They're not coming to look. Now they, when I grew up, they weren't looking for football players. Now they're looking for football players, but I had to be different. Mm-hmm. I had to be different, man.
So it's more like overcoming of the area, which, you know,
yeah, it's more so overcoming of the dangers of the area. Yeah.
Right. And I grew up in Indiana, which Indiana's a basketball state.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It was like growing up, it was basketball state until Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
Until Peyton Manning got there, then it turned into a football state.
Exactly.
And now it's trying to get back to being a basketball state. So it's
exactly,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you made a difference with your success, and like you said, with one of your mentors' success of kind of changing that narrative on a lot of stuff that was going on.
I just didn't let these invisible rules, you know, affect me, man. I tried to live above all that. And knew, like, nah, I know there's something else out there for me. You know what I mean? Because I didn't become a professional athlete until I was 26. I'm 33 this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it didn't happen ASAP. You know, I went through the community colleges and did my 4 years at school and played semi-pro and played grabbing flags. And I had to grind literally to get to this point. And I didn't get there until I was a grown man. But I knew it was going to happen for me one way or another. So,
Nice.
So let me talk, because I know you mentioned your mom a few times, and as a coach, like for me, I meet a lot of single moms who place their sons in the football program,
mm-hmm,
you know, for that reason. They feel like, hey, this is, you know, this is something that's going to keep them out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times the father is not in the picture. So with you being a mentor, first of all, that's, like I said, I commend you, because like I said, you've even coached, you know, saying my stepson, trained him, you know, But being a mentor is a huge stepping stone for a lot of kids that don't have that father figure. So, and not to get too deep into, you know what I'm saying, into your, I guess, your relationship with your father. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, how
does I'm completely transparent.
Yeah, so you mentioned your mom, you know what I'm saying? You mentioned your mom a lot. So how did that pan out for you with football with your father? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is your father? What role does your father play in that scenario?
Okay, well, first and foremost, rest in peace to my father. He passed away of COVID and other reasons and at the end of 2020. To be 100% honest with you, me and my father's relationship wasn't always the greatest growing up at all. You know what I mean? And that's for other reasons. Me and my father got really, really close towards the end of his life. Really, really close. And I'm, you know, we settled with that. I was raised more so by my stepfather. My stepfather was the man who was there since I was in eighth grade before I went to high school. And he never missed a game. And he did his best. He wasn't a football player, but he did his, he knew I had a love for it. So he did his best to, you know, support me in any situation that I had that had to do with football. And, you know, I had a mother that was is a dog. Like, she don't play, you know what I mean? She like I remember when I didn't want to go play football and she forced me. I remember when I hated football and she forced me because of the conditioning. I just didn't want to run.
Yeah.
And as far as the mentoring these kids, that always came from me knowing that I always wanted to be the person that I needed when I was their age. I want to be somebody that I need. You know what I mean? Because all it takes is for one conversation with a professional athlete, you know what I mean? So a 10-year-old kid and like, yo, I had this pro athlete tell me today that I was nice. Like, that spark of motivation can change a kid's life. That small spark of motivation. You know what I mean? There's a lot of kids that don't get that small spark of motivation, or, you know, they don't get to see it with their eyes. You can talk to somebody blue in their face. Yeah, your stepdad, yeah, he might have played a year in high school and had a chance, but, you know what I mean? You hearing from them, you see him coming home with his work boots every day. But if you see a professional athlete in your face telling you, look, boy, like, you better stop playing, that'll light a fire under a kid's ass. You know what I mean? Yeah, so
no doubt.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. And like I said, as a coach, man, I see that every time I go out there on the field. And that's what keeps me coming back.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Being able to mentor these young minds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And talking to somebody like even like the first time you came out and coached, you know what I'm saying, you did a training session with my kids. You know what I'm saying? That's all they talked about for the rest of the day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because now that, like I said, they're motivated. They know somebody that's a professional player. They know somebody that's been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? And even like us three, we're all military. Yeah. And you know, I went down to the Boys and Girls Club a few years back. It was where COVID hit right when I joined the Boys and Girls Club. And I do cyber, you know, and talking to a bunch of young adults, especially that look like me, and I say, hey, I'm a cybersecurity engineer. You know what I'm saying? Then all boom, the flash comes on. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times people, like the kids, don't know they can be certain things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They put... You know, a lot of times the glass ceilings are put up and they're like, okay, well, I can only be a rapper. I can only be a
football player. Right, exactly.
I play by the block.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But when you throw something else out there, you know, it opens up a whole new world for these young adults that look like us.
Exactly.
So, you know, I commend you, man, on everything you're doing, bro.
Thank you.
I only deal with people I know is doing big things or going forward. You know what I'm saying? Thank Why are you laughing, man. Girl? So I know is going in that direction.
You know, Peace out, just trying to get on the interview, son. Yeah.
So you got a question? My bad.
No, I'm laughing because I grew up in the inner cities. When I hear noises like that, it's like it's somebody's chicken that they about to sacrifice.
Yeah, I didn't know.
What is going on? But I forget y'all in Florida and y'all got Florida, wildlife. Honey. We don't have that in Philly. So I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, I knew you was from yo. I was gonna say you were in Philly. I literally was gonna stop and be like, yo, I bet she is from Philly. She probably say John. She probably say John. I know you did. I know you say John.
I do. And I do. But that's it was just one of those things like, what the hell is going on? Y'all don't hear this. I hear it. So it's fine.
Well, we really appreciate you. We really appreciate you coming through. We getting you know, on the interview part. But now, you know what I'm saying? Understanding to find out all about the background of your struggle and the way you're pushing forward, man. Becoming a mentor. It's very inspiring. Right. And I hope that it's motivating for people that are listening to this podcast to go out there and do that for their community. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like everybody, no matter if you're a football player, like Ross was talking about in cyber, you know what I'm saying? Me being in the military still, you got Aaliyah down there, you know what I'm saying? Doing a contract and then handling things for the government. You know what I mean? So it's like everything are jobs that people may not, you know, at least the kids.
I just thought about something. I ain't gonna cut you off, my bad.
No, go ahead.
You actually did. Bro,
my bad. Go ahead. You were in there. You were in the zone too.
Continue.
Talk to me.
But it froze, so I didn't know if you were saying stopped or not. No, my bad. So, hey, bro. All right. Well. So, hey, he gotta tell us, bro, what's going on. What just happened the last couple months? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? I be bragging on like I did it, but I need to put it out there himself. You know what I'm saying? What he got going on, his acting skills. You know what I'm saying? How did that go for you, bro?
All right. Well, first and foremost, shout out my OG, my OG Raz, man. That's like, he's been like my big brother since we met, man. Since the day we met, we've connected. I've met his family. I've met his granddaughter. I've been in his house. We've chilled. We've laughed. Oh, a couple times, boy. I'm over. They know me over there. Had some baked beans over there. That was really good too. I ain't gonna lie. Had some baked beans over there. Now I done met the neighbors and all that. Boy. I'm sorry, mama. I ain't gonna lie. I done been feet up too. Feet up.
Did you have to take your shoes off when you walk into the mansion? I could be asking everybody who's been to the mansion what it's like. I'm one of them field Negroes. I don't get invited to the big house.
Hey, let me put it this way. I walk in like this. I'll tell Jenny, hey, babe, don't touch nothing in the Coliseum. Yeah, man, but shout out to the OG, man. It's been nothing but love, man. So I just wanted to, and shout out to to the podcast, man. And man, if you're tuning in, keep tuning in, man, because it's a great time. Lovely people, and I appreciate you guys from having me on. But Disney is actually doing, it's called Gladiator. They're doing a four to seven show series on Hulu, depicting the Aaron Hernandez story. Ooh. And it's on Hulu, and they had a casting, and I got casted to be one of the athletes in the movie, well, in the seven series show on Hulu. It was casted here in Orlando. Yes, it was really, really cool. One of the most incredible experiences I've had. So yeah, man, your boy's gonna be in the movie. I got a couple roles. I play a Cincinnati Bengal. I play a Jet. I play on a number of different teams. But I think the coolest part about it is I get to play Ron Brace, the gentleman that I was talking to you about a little earlier. He played from 2009 to 2013 on the New England Patriots with Aaron Hernandez. Once I told the producer I'm from New England, my brother played for the Patriots. There's a scene where I'm standing next to Bill Belichick, and it kind of like pans into me, you know, standing next to Bill Belichick on top of me playing as him, you know, in other scenes. So that was an absolute blessing for me and my city and my family. And I have yet to disclose it. Hopefully not too many of them will watch it. Cause you know, you can't really upload pictures because I ain't got a lawyer that can go against Disney. I'm doing a podcast. Yes. That's my woman. Yeah, she just She's just making sure.
Hey,
I'm,
Jenny.
Yeah. Hey, boo.
Yeah, yeah. She all right. Hey, tell she just got what's home. I will.
Dude, hey, but that's dope, man. You get to
man, it was cool,
being able
man.
To play, being able to play somebody that was like your mentor and stuff.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's,
it was
like,
awesome.
That's like full circle, man. That's a
thank
really
you,
full
man.
Circle moment.
That's love. Thank you so much, man.
That's dope.
It was
man.
Really cool, man. You got to see the in and outs of they set up the Citrus Bowl, the Camping World. You know it as a Citrus Bowl, but it's Camping World now. Yeah, man, they set it up to look like Gillette. They set it up to look like the Brown Stadium, and it looked exactly like it, man. It was really, really cool. You know, the $500,000 cameras and, you know, the director yelling cut and us doing stuff over and over and over and the tedious things that you see that go into a Disney movie. Like, this, it's Hollywood ain't no joke. And if you think we're, let me put it this way. I wasn't playing football. I was acting like a football player, but Lord knows, I got a workout. We got workouts in, man. We earned them checks, man. Let me put it that way.
And that's what's up.
Yeah, it was really, we earned them damn checks.
Your brother used to play for the New England Patriots too, right?
Yeah, man. They let me play him. They let me with brace on the back of my jersey and everything, man. It was. It's crazy how life comes full circle. He passed away in 2016 from an aneurysm. You know what I mean? He passed away in 2016 from an aneurysm. Yeah, and it was just. I got to play him in a movie, man. That's and it was when I, even when I put the official Patriots jersey on, it was like, it gave me chills. Like it wasn't real to me. You know what I mean? But it's, it's real.
That's an awesome experience, man. And having that full circle moment, being
thank
able to
you
your
so
brother,
much.
Being able to have that experience, even though you may not have lived that professional experience.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
To
yeah.
Live it. And now it's captured. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you have forever done that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
thank you guys so much.
Congratulations. We can't wait to see the movie, though.
Yeah, I got that Hulu subscription, dog. I'll
check it out. Man.
Yeah, I got my subscription. Man. We can't wait. One.
So
real.
That's dope. That's dope, man. So it's been fantastic, man, that you came and joined us and took time out of your day to come out and hang with us. But there's some more that we got to do. You know what I'm saying? We got to also talk some shit on here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so
We got to play the numbers.
News. We got to get to the news. So the news of the day, if you ain't know, we got we got a dude out here on the run. You know what I'm saying?
He not on the run because they ain't had no warrant for his arrest. So technically,
look, I can tell you,
he is evading arrest.
Look, if you run out of the house before your mama get home, but you know you did,
right?
You on the run.
Like, right, you on the run. You on the run.
Your kids went to jail, nigga. That's
you on the run.
And we talking about your kids. You on the run, bro. Said fuck them kids. I'm out.
Yo, so well, if y'all ain't know out there, if y'all ain't know, your boy can't stop, won't stop, cannot stop.
Hey, my
take that.
This dude is on the run because he been like Aaliyah said, telling the dudes to take that,
and he been giving it.
Yeah,
he's been giving it.
Man.
His name
so
been
things
Diddy
have been
for
going a long on.
Time.
What's up?
Where y'all
so.
Think he had a name Diddy from?
Like, look, I don't know, man. Like, I thought everybody.
He ain't never Diddy me, you know, so man? I don't know why they call him that. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You be like, dude, why did? Why you doing
this? Ain't his time. I'm not his type. So
Diddy crashing out, man. Diddy is definitely crashing out.
He ain't got balls.
Just to give some more, information. You know, Diddy reportedly sold his stake to a anonymous.
I seen that.
Fifty done snatched it up. You also got Little Rod out there. He's adding Cuba Gooding Jr.
to the defense of
the sexual assault that he put out there. You got 50 Cent.
Man.
It's just dragging them. Also, you got things like they done
They got Usher in on it.
There's a few other artists out there.
Paws and No Homo is now No Diddy.
No Diddy.
Like, they done switched it up on him. So it's like,
yeah, and that rapper, he bought the rights to the word No Diddy. You seen No that? Diddy. The Philly cool. rapper, yeah, yeah, the fit yeah. that rapper from Philly, he bought the rights to the word Meek No Mills? Diddy. Not Meek.
Quilly.
It said Meek
Mill. Little Quilly. Quilly. Quilly.
I can't wait for this summer when I tell you the fucking hip hop will be so fucking different. Every album coming
it's
out,
a good year
people
for
gonna
hip-hop.
Be spilling secrets. They
it's
gonna
a good
be
year
talking
for hip-hop.
About everybody. I cannot
it's a good
wait.
Year from hip-hop.
I can't wait.
Let me break this down, Rod. So you know what I'm saying? What's your go-to runaway island? Talk to me, Roz. What's your go-to runaway island? If you was going
Corona Lounge.
Maldives. I'm going to the Maldives.
Even that Maldives game. Okay. Hey, they got some good little houses on the water right there. I mean, you're gonna
going to
at least
be
living
to the
nice.
Right. Till it disappears right now.
Why are you running?
Hey, look.
It depends on why I'm running. If I just want some sun... No, I'm saying if I just want some sun, I'm gonna run to Mexico. But if somebody chasing me, I'm going to Cape Verde. There's no extradition treaty. I'm going to Cape Verde. I'm going to Cape Verde. I'm going to Cape Verde.
Yeah, you might go to Cape Verde.
All right, so
on my way to Indonesia.
Yo,
what you got? Where you going? If you got to run, where you going?
Hey man, let me tell you, man. Jenny's originally from Puerto Plata, so I might be somewhere DR, change my name to Hippolito or something, man. Get a little nose job, man. I'm up in Puerto Plata, man. You catch me in a random fish markets.
You gonna get
change
that
my same, name, baby.
You gonna get that Sammy Sosa?
Oh, you ain't gonna catch Quan, man. You ain't gonna get Quan. Yeah, you ain't gonna get Quan.
Not Quan Escobel out here.
Oh, nah. You ain't gonna get Quan, man.
Espinoza.
Hey, it's either Puerto Plata or you catch me down with my cousins in Belgrade.
Where?
A Pahokee somewhere, ducked up in that red clay, that red sand.
Hey, you know what it is.
Look, man. Look.
P. Diddy's going through it, man. And
yeah, he's sick right now.
There's a lot of stuff that's been popping off with this dude. So now, my man's on the run, right? So, Ali, I'm gonna give it to you. With this dude on the run like this, how many of the rumors, based on possibly kill Big Papa, possibly kill Tupac, like how
Heavy
many
D?
Of these things?
Heavy D.
How many of these things do you think Diddy did? Like, because
I will
shit
say
is
this,
starting to get crazy.
So, right? I will say this. I will say I can see the correlation of him killing Biggie. I can see the correlation.
She laughing at the noise. She laughing at the peacock. Yeah. Hey,
sorry.
I'm in Florida, Mama. I'm sorry.
I can see the spider web of events, if you will. You know what I mean? I see the spider web of events. And if you're looking at someone who, as they claim him to be, he is a narcissist. He's all about him. He's all about his dollar. He's all about putting on a good show. If that is the case, and you start, as they say, following the trail, I can see him murdering
connecting
Biggie.
The dots.
Exactly. I can see him murdering Biggie. I can see him murdering Tupac. I can see him shooting that girl in the face up in New York and how him and J-Lo fell out. I can see how Sean took the fall. I can see all of these things happening. There is a direct link. Not, you know, how it works is something to be discovered when they go to court. But I can see the links between all the shit, all of the accusations, and how he sits right in the middle of it. I can see him being... You know, not wanting to tell people of his sexual preferences. I can see that. I can see how he would force or
y'all forgive me, man.
Anthony,
I can't. But I can see how he would like the one producer right now. Like the one producer right now that has him on, you know, that just brought charges against him like last week. You know what I mean? I can see how, you know, those type of events that happen in his vicinity, in his presence, in his while he is there, I can see how all of those start, you know, pinpointing back to him.
Right. Rozin, let me get this to Rozin real quick. Roz, man, like, what do you think as we kind of start looking at the layers of how many things that compiling on Diddy, what do you think is the most probable? Like, of the things that, you know, we list, what do you think is the most probable? Like, are you looking at like TB, you know, indicted on killing Tupac, like, or him being indicted on, like, what do you think is the most probable of the list of things that Diddy got?
I honestly, bro, I think that, you know, and this comes from, you know, a lot of people with money think they can just do what they want to do and it never comes out. So I think he been touching boys, and I think he been touching the other dudes or whatever. I think he been that whole thing about him bending dudes over on his little pool couch and all that kind of stuff, whatever. He been doing that.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
He has been.
When you got money, you think it's okay to, like, first of all, I don't give a shit how much money I got. I'm not being with no dude, period. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. It don't change your sexuality. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when you forget where you came from, that's pretty much what it is. It's like, you feel like, okay, well, I got all this money. I'm bored. I'm about to start messing with dudes. That's some bullshit.
He's been doing that before he got rich.
He's been doing that for a while. That's what I'm saying. Like, that ain't like...
Yeah, it's like...
That ain't new.
Yeah, it's like, what I'm saying is, it's like, he bored. Like, once you get bored, you start doing stuff that you normally wouldn't probably do. You know what I'm saying? Like... So, like for example, you said something about Usher. You know what I'm saying? Nobody would have really thought Usher messed with, you know what I'm saying, Diddy. But then you got Usher, you got Meek Mills, you got all these cats.
He didn't, but you got to realize that happened when Usher was like 13, 14 years old. You see, it's a difference. Usher didn't go to him as an adult and say, I want to engage in this homosexual activity.
He raped Usher.
When Usher was a teenager, just like he raped what's the little boy? Baby. Justin, him. That little boy.
Justin
him
Bieber.
Too. Bieber.
You right, Justin Bieber?
Yes. Not First of all, y'all know I be in these internet streets all night. But here's the thing. Diddy been out there for a while, and then everybody would tell you, you know what I'm saying? You don't stay overnight at no Diddy party. You don't hang out. You don't get to midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Legit, Denzel Washington said, you got to leave 15 minutes before
that.
The devil show
he
up.
He did say that.
So talk to me. Daquan, like, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? We got Roz was like, probably highest percentages that Diddy out here touching them youngins. He out there R. Kelly and out here with the young folk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, Daquan, what do you think is the... You know what I'm saying? What do you think is the top? What do you think?
I think the highest
percentage, man, for Diddy. What do you think the highest percentage?
I mean, and knowing... From what I see, because I don't know the man personally, obviously, so I can only judge what I've seen and grown up. I'm a real big fan of hip hop, but I think he's capable of all that, man. Usually, dudes with that amount of power and insecurity at the same time usually end up crashing out on a wild level, and everything that happens in the dark eventually gets brought to light. And you know, he's sitting somewhere in the office, panicking, trying to get his affairs in order, selling shit for cheap. He's just, I got to move this and do this and go to, So he's very capable. He's power hungry. There's videos of him being power hungry.
Like Birdman, but continue.
Yeah, man.
He got the Spanish guitar on the side, so he good.
Yeah, he's very capable. I think he's...
That was a jam.
I would hate to see the demise of this black man like this, but he's very capable of all that, man. Usually, dudes in power like that are sick, man.
I always look at it like you're doing it to yourself. that point. You know what I'm saying? That ain't mm-hmm. that's not the brother. Man taking you down. That's you taking you down.
That's you being dumb.
Go ahead, Ross.
So what? It was kind of funny to me how Cassie, you know what I'm saying? They did all that shit, got her money. And as soon as she got her money, they dropped bowls on this nigga. Like, I'm about to get my money first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to drop bowls on this.
She was the smart one. She was like, yo, I'm going to get this part. Dough. I'm going to get this dough before they all hits the fan.
Here's the thing. No, here's the thing. The feds went to her. Hey, we building this case. Right. She said, bet, let me get my money. She got her money in a way, and she literally, what she did was she left breadcrumbs. Everything that she could have ever, everything that she put in her deposition, they was able to prove. They was able to corroborate. They was able to find witnesses for. So as they started these other investigations, she said, What's the shit they signed? She said, I signed this NDA, so legally I ain't mention no names, but I gave you dates, times, and places. Yeah, bitches, right, they know who they are. Because if you, I don't know if y'all pay attention, how much social media y'all pay attention to. Trey Songz went out the country. Usher was in his residency. He was doing 50 million other fucking things. Chris Brown got real motherfucking quiet. Meek Mill started talking about something. He hoped, you know, people could forgive him for what he did with Diddy. You know what I'm saying? It was a whole lot of shit in hip hop going on. That's
nasty.
It was a whole lot of people disappearing and, you know, doing good shit for the community. They got clean up their image because they know it's coming. Yeah. There is not a person, there's not a person in the hip hop R&B arena that Diddy didn't have his, that didn't
Diddy. 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 It Diddy.
Yeah. That part.
Probably not. That, probably not. Now 50 going in on that dude.
I love it. 50, I fucking love it. I cannot wait until the whole surviving Diddy experience. I cannot wait till he get out there. Here's the thing, because people been talking about Diddy for a very long fucking time. And everybody who talked about Diddy, his management team, his marketing team, they buried them or they paid them out. You know what I mean? They paid them. So you haven't heard a lot of shit post his big inquisition, if you will, the J-Lo event where Shine went to jail. However, since Cassie said, bitch, pay me my money.
I can't wait.
Here's the thing. The very issues that they said that they was having, the very things that they was complaining about, the very things that they took him to court on. When you are, and when you are going to court against a multi-billionaire, understand his legal team is elite. So he might have y'all, but here's the thing. He might have y'all on court 10, 15 motherfucking years, but you're still complaining. You're still saying the same shit. You're still going back and forth. Now, when you have something where Cassie dropped the whole motherfucking, here is the door that I'm letting all y'all motherfuckers who got problems through.
Yeah.
He can't, the multi-billionaire and his legal team cannot keep up the defenses against several attacks happening at once.
All right. Well, we're gonna keep it on as the Diddy turns.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show.
I mean, not no more.
God bless, man. I hope that gentleman the best, man. That's crazy.
Hopefully, look, I just hope it comes out the way that it's supposed to come out. Yeah, I can't be like the best or whatever. I hope it comes out the way it's supposed to come out. Truth and justice. That's right. It. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for. So
it's definitely funny.
We're gonna get them last, but we also get to enjoy another thing that's gonna happen in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really enjoying this. I got to see my
me too
come out here and spit that fire, and we about to see it happen this summer. We're gonna see daggone K Dot. Sure. What's up? What's Kendrick out here doing? Kendrick out here decided that he was gonna show up for the summertime and Lamar on like that. Went out there and just said, I'm going to go ahead and Kung Fu Kenny these dudes up real quick. Said, Drake, you can have some. And J. Cole, you can get this. Because I know you've been talking about me on the slide for the last like 3-4 years. And you mad because I got them Grammys. You mad that I be doing my daggone thing. You mad that they be putting me at number one. And I only got to show up every 5 years.
Yeah.
But then you say you've been trying your whole career. So he had to give it to him. He had a knife hand him. He had to give him that 3D. Not just a, not just a straight line. Not a linear verse. He gave him a 3D verse. Like, you got, like that mug is like back to back, front to back, 360. That was like, I was like, yo, this mug is like a parallelogram. He out here doing all type of stuff with his own
verse. All angles.
If you haven't heard the verse, Kung Fu Kenny, aka K Dot, aka Kendrick Lamar, was out there doing work. You know what I'm saying? You had Drake and J. Future. Had they new song, talked about, you know, J. Cole kind of did a little subliminal talking about, hey, we the three heads, but he freaking J. Cole feeling like he Muhammad Ali, so saying he the greatest, he the number one. You know what I'm saying? Drake, for some reason, he on the song and just let him do that. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't even like fire at Ken or at J. Cole. He let him have that. So then Kendrick Lamar decided, hey, I'm gonna go ahead, take my crown back. Because I'm gonna go out here and just murder all these cats. So I'm gonna start with Jay or with Daquan. Have you heard this verse? And if you have heard this verse, what do you think about the way Kendrick Lamar went at J. Cole, Drake? And also, Drake had a video of him on tour addressing the crowd. It seemed a little
disingenuous. I'm scared.
To me, it's
why he doing this to me.
It kind of weird. I was like, it was a weird. Like, I was like, nah. I would have came out and been like, if it was a Tupac-ish type thing, a big Biggie type thing, anybody else that I've heard, I'd have been like, yo, fuck that dude. Blah blah blah. He was like, hey guys, we here, man. Ain't nobody touching me. We stand up 10 toes down. We all gonna walk out of here. Like, it was just very, I was like, right, it was weird. But right, I was like, ah, so
he's Canadian, and I'll say that, but continue.
Yeah, he was like, I like maple syrup. Also, I enjoy hockey. Hey guys, I'm the greatest. Come on.
Like, you know, Tim Hortons.
You don't,
you forgot.
And I like maple syrup.
Yeah. He means nothing. Also, I've lost, I've already lost to Pusha T. So really, him saying stuff about me doesn't matter either. Come on, guys. Yeah. Love me anyway.
I need two Tim Hortons.
Also, I'm light-skinned. So that's a thing. So they go on.
Okay, I'm going to behave.
They go on. So, all right. If you heard
talk to us.
What do you think about it? And then what do you think about this whole beef that's going to happen this summer? Uh-oh.
You on mute, baby.
You on mute, like mic.
You on mute, baby.
Did you mute yourself? We ain't hearing your mic right now.
Uh-oh. Shit.
Ran out that battery. All right. Oh, okay. No, we ain't got you.
We got nothing.
All right, well, we'll pass it over. So
How about now?
Oh, hey, we're back. We're back. All right, go ahead. Start from the beginning.
Let's go.
Get it popping. I'm a really, really, really big fan of just the essence of hip hop and just, you know, I mean, I grew up north and just old school lyrics and I'm beef in hip hop is very, very essential. It's very, very important. And I'm glad it's not just, you know, it's not just, you know, Lil Tay-Tay from Chicago and beefing. This is real hip-hop beef, you know what I mean? That's going to pan out in lyrics and not shooting and gun. This is healthy, bro. We need competition. It's been real friendly. It's, remember when DJ Khaled came in with the big compilations and everybody was friends and stuff? And it's cool, but we need head buttons, bro. I remember Rakim and I remember Rakim and Big Daddy Kane was going at it. I remember, like, we need that in hip-hop. So I'm glad it's the three best rappers that have been in hip hop for the past maybe 10 years. They've been leading it, you know, I mean, as far as like the newer guys on the block. And this is healthy for hip hop, man. And good, duke it out within lyrics. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you, it's just, it's an ego thing, man. Who's the best? You know what I mean? I'm the best. Yeah. No, I'm the best. No, I'm the best. And it's good. It's good for hip hop. Duke it
good
out.
Good with for your the pen. Game.
Duke it yeah, out with yeah. your pen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we appreciate you, Daquan. I know that you got to jump up off of here, man. Take care of the fam. Take care of the house. Make sure them peacocks get fed.
Yeah.
In the back, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we really appreciate you coming through and hanging out with us, man. Everybody
Thank
out
you,
there,
bro.
Make
appreciate
sure.
It was lovely.
Check
Thank
them out.
For
follow
me.
Them on Instagram. And make sure that you got that Hulu
King Murray.
For the Gladiator that'll be coming out on Hulu, produced by Disney. So look out for it. It's gonna be great, man. So
much
hey,
love.
Have a great
Thank
one.
So
hey, bro. Hey, anytime you want to come on the show, come hit us up, man.
Oh, of course.
Amen. Hey,
tell them when the season start, so we can go check you out if you're in Orlando.
Okay. All right. Well, our first game is an away game up in Albany, New York, upstate NY. You know what I mean? So if you're upstate and you happen to have some availability on the 27th of April, that's our first game. But if you can't make it, it will be aired on NFL Network. All of our 10 games will be on NFL Network. Our first home game is May 6th here at the Kia Arena downtown Orlando. So
I'll be there.
Man, if you guys just let me know, if you happen to be around, or I'll get you and however many family or however you want to bring in tickets, and y'all ain't got to worry about it. But we'll be in Philly this year. We'll be in Louisiana this year. We'll be in Texas, and maybe during the playoffs we'll be in other places. So, yeah, man, I'm excited.
Hey, we really appreciate you, man. Good luck on the season.
Love.
Good luck.
Stay healthy.
Thanks, bro. For real.
Go Preds. Thank
you. Yes, go Preds, and God bless you guys. All have a good night.
Bye, Daquan.
Bye, y'all.
All right, bro.
All right,
peace. All right, big dog.
Hey, man. All right.
I will tell you this.
Talk to me.
I'm excited for this summer. In my mind, right? In my mind, Kendrick done blasted everybody. Kendrick done blasted everybody. I see Drake. I see, because you know Drake is now beefing with Metro Boomin and Future, right?
Right.
Yep. I see. What I see happening is them two gonna be going back and forth. Kendrick done popped out. He got beef. He got beef with all the folks. I see J. Cole coming at him. I see Future and Metro Boomin coming at him. I see Drake coming at him. Here's the thing. Kendrick gonna do the remix joint to the fucking the one he just dropped where he dissed everybody, diss track, right?
Yeah.
He gonna have BJ the Chicago Kid, and he's gonna have what's that boy's name? Chance the Rapper on it, cause Chicago, it's Chicago. They gang, they up on it, right? They coming out. Pusha T gonna get on everybody fucking verse with Drake because he can't stand Drake.
Summer
is gonna be lit.
Pusha T and Kendrick get on something and just rock them.
Yes,
that will be
Yes, because here's the thing: Pusha T and Kendrick gonna go together because they just like fuck it up out there. Then Pusha T and Drake going to get together because I'm not Drake. Pusha T and what's the boy name? J. Cole going to get together because they can't stand fucking Drake, right? Pusha T and motherfucking Future and Metro Boomin because they beefing with every fucking body. When I tell you this summer, I fucking love it. But at the same time, I also see where all of them individually are smart enough to realize that this is just hip hop. It's just a hip hop beef. We're going back and forth with the lyrics and everything. We talking about shit we did, shit we didn't do. Fuck you, you a punk, you a pussy, whatever. It's music to them. You know what I'm saying?
They're artists.
It's art. It's art. And they are creating. I also see that either at the end of the summer or say Super Bowl next year, all of them get together and they all on the fucking platform because they want y'all to know this is just the shit that we do. It's our art. This is how we perform. But at the end of the fucking day, we're uplifting and we are collaborating. These my brothers. Yeah. We all fighting the same fight. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's one of those big fuck you to the industry type things, as opposed to, you know what I mean? I legit can't stand this person, want to fight this person, want to kill that person. I don't think it's like it's one of those things where it was like the Biggie Tupac era. You know what I'm saying? They going to have beef, but it is a display of our artistry more than it is. I really got motherfucking beef with this person and wish them dead.
Yeah, it's too much money. So, Rajin, talk to me. What do you think about this situation? I know that, you know, I passed you the sub before we were doing.
That's right, Jody.
A little J. Cole
from the home team. Bronco. Yes, he is a Fayetteville State University Bronco. And we, I'm just saying.
So, Rajin, talk to me, man. I know you listened to, I sent you the stuff for the J. Cole deal. Or not the J. Cole, but the Kendrick Lamar deal. So, I mean, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it and finding out about the whole background of it, man. So, what do you think about the state of hip-hop right now, especially when you got lyricism coming to the forefront? Not a situation where we got the boom or the, you know, the drill and all the other stuff that's coming out in the little littles. We got lyricism that's coming to the forefront this summer. So, what do you think about that?
It's one of the things to where, man, it was bound to happen. You know what I'm saying? You got the Cardi B, Nicki Minaj beef. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
that's Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and what's that little girl name?
Megan.
Yep.
So
all three of them.
So a lot of times when people on top of their game.
Oh, and Big Lotto. I'm sorry.
And Big Lotto. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? When you got people on top of their game, this is what happens. You know, and I don't think it should happen because you don't see, you know, Taylor Swift beefing with Katy Perry. You know what I'm saying?
She went in everything, though. That's not even.
But they did beef.
It wasn't like in music, though.
Here's the thing. They say some shit during their interviews. That's the difference. In their types of beef, if you will, they'll say shit to each other in interviews. They'll have a song lyric about one another. But I think with our beefs, it's everything. We are dedicating whole motherfucking albums to some motherfucking bitch we can't stand. You know what I mean? As opposed to them, we're just like, fuck that hoe, all hoes, this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? And then they get together, they collaborate, they do what they do, because I feel as though the news media, which covers them and their actions, they don't really cater to the actual beef as opposed to the TMZs and everything else
It's not really drama that's going to pull anything. So go ahead.
Finish that part. Go ahead.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is this. It's for our culture, it's more of a pride thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like they all getting money. They all getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They all getting paid. And it's more of a prideful situation. Cause Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole has always been a top two.
Right.
You know, recently.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so why are they beefing? They both at the top. You know what I'm saying? But then you got Drake, who's, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't even know why he in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because
he make the money.
Drake shouldn't be in the conversation with J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. Period. Why? If anything, it was Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like Drake is on that level of Kendrick Lamar and J.
J. Well, Cole. Lyricism-wise, well, I would say, but my only situation is, right, so I would say that due to the fact that J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar make different music than what is popular, right? So it's just like Outkast, right? I mean, I always go back to my tried and true. That's my favorite group. I always go back to Outkast, right? So Outkast was weird. They make different music than what was the popular music, right? Because they were very artistic in the way that they did everything. And people were like, oh, you know, they even had songs talking about how people were like, what? Is Andre 2000 gay? Is he like doing this? Just because they went from we doing the street stuff to the turbans to the blah, 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 yada, 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 right? So you got Kendrick and J. Cole are the artists of hip hop. Drake rides the wave. That's why he got the money. Drake rides the wave. He kicks it with the littles. They ain't no littles ever been on a J. Cole or a freaking, like, he don't, they don't ride with them because they don't have the lyrics to ride with them. They will look stupid. And it wasn't until, like, the last, what, 3 years where J. Cole was really like, okay, I'm going to just show you that I'm killing it. So all the features he had, he was destroying the person that he was on the thing with. So
he legit did not drop an album since the he was Grammy nominated.
He was just featuring on everything. So yeah,
on everything. R&B. He was on R&B. He was on hip hop. He was on, you know, pop. J. Cole has literally been featuring since his last album. He has not done nothing because he'd been up in Canada. He'd been up in Canada playing basketball. So when I heard the Kendrick Lamar album drop, how the fuck you got beef with J. Cole? J. Cole ain't even been in the country.
Look, I'm gonna send you something. I'm gonna send you something that gives you the whole story.
I can't wait.
Even up to now, you haven't heard Drake on a song with Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Because it's different levels. You know, you get what I'm saying? Nope. You ain't heard Drake on the song with Nas because it's different levels. You get what I'm saying? So I can hear, like, for instance, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, yeah. But you're not gonna hear Drake on the song with a legend. You know what I'm saying? And if he is, it's by a fluke. It's somebody trying to get some make some money. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but even Future, I don't even think Drake. Could it be a stunt and they're doing this for money? Basic copy to comedy beef. Comedians were selling it. Well, I look at it like this. You know, I'm not even understanding why Drake is in this conversation about top three. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, for example, basketball. Top three was what? LeBron, D-Wade, and... what was his name? I forgot the boy's name now. But
Chris Bosh?
It wasn't. Huh? What was it? What was the top three in Miami Petty. That year?
You said it?
Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh. So you got Chris Bosh. You got Chris Bosh.
You're lying.
You got.
You're lying.
D-Wade. You got LeBron. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then, you know what I'm saying? It's you ain't the best thing, but Rondo. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Rondo wasn't, you know what I'm saying, part of that big three. You know, whatever. Rondo good. You're wrong. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is this. I don't feel Drake, in my opinion, is part of this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because he's doing too much. You know, Drake is more of a, he has a fan base, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But Drake's fan base is going to be Drake's fan base. It's like Beyonce. Beyonce doing country now, you know what I'm saying? Which is really not country, but everybody, since she called it country, everybody says it's country. You know what I'm saying? But she got a fan base. So then her fan base is going to follow her everywhere she go. Now, you know what I'm saying? Then you got Beyonce, you got Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? Who make more money? Who's more country? You get what I'm saying? Who's
in the conversation? Honestly, Beyonce makes more money, but the genre in which they release their music. I get what you're saying, but I need you to understand that in this particular situation, all of them are what we would consider equal. You know what I mean? They all have equal amounts of records sold outside of Drake. they all have equal, say, backgrounds. They all are in the same genre. I think what I'm looking forward to the most is the fact that these people are starting on the... What was funny?
Jody was like, Rod sound like an old man hater.
He does. He does. He really does. And it's okay. Love you, Jody. But all of them are starting. But I feel like with this particular beef, all of them are starting on equal grounds. And they are all starting from a perspective of industry. You know, usually in most thing, industry will pit people against one another. And they're like, no, we all got our own individual sound. We all got our own individual followings. We are all successful in our own rights.
Yeah, I got
it. I love this beef because there's not one of these. It's not one of these things where I sold more than you, so now I got beef with you. I got an award, you didn't, so now I got beef with you. No, it is legit. I just want to start some shit.
I sent you, like you probably got on your phone. I sent you the link for this YouTube page that gives you a whole breakdown. So watch that. It's about 9 minutes. It's gonna give you the whole breakdown of of the Kendrick Lamar J. Cole saga, and you're gonna see how everything rolls.
It's gonna
be a great thing. It's gonna be fantastic. I'm looking forward to summer. It's gonna be great. So we're gonna move on real quick. We got like 5 minutes. So we gotta say condolences and everything to all those people that dealt with this Baltimore Bridge collapse, man. It was watched the video, it was the craziest thing ever. You know, you watch the ship lose power, you see it come back on, you see it lose power again, and they're not able to move out of the way of taking that thing out, taking the bridge out, you know. So I know they were still searching for people. There were some people that they were able to save and get out of the water and things of that nature. So, you know, God bless them, you know, for those rescue workers that were able to go get them. What's that?
How many people were saved?
No, they saved some. There were some people who were still on the bridge when the bridge collapsed. When I last looked at it, there were 6 people. A lot of my folks, because I was down in the DMV area, so a lot of my folks checked in and said that they were fine. They, you know, we're here, we're there, whatever have you. But I'm like, that's one of those major things. There are people that my prayer is that these people were at least able to surface and say, hey, I need some help, as opposed to sitting in their car and they're at the bottom of the river. So,
shout out to them.
Prayers to them. I hope everybody made it home safely at some point. You know, it's crazy.
That's a tough situation.
Something and it's still ongoing, so a lot of people don't know where their people at. So
you know, it's very reminiscent of like here in Tampa, they had it where a ship had hit the Bay Bridge, because the Bay Bridge used to be like low, and then now they've made the Skyway Bridge to make sure that the ships can get through or whatever. But they had something similar where a ship ended up hitting it, caught back in like 1980, caused people to freaking fall into the Bay Area. You also have things like what was it in the 80s when they had the earthquake during the World Series, and you had in San Francisco. So it was they had like the bridge freaking because of a earthquake that took place in that, and that caused some of the Golden Gate Bridge to cause some issues and stuff like that. So that took place, and that was like on national TV when it took place.
Damn.
So I mean, there's been some instances where you've had these type of things. I think in Minnesota they had a bridge that failed or whatnot, that happened and stuff like that. So you know, always praying, make sure, hey, that's another thing where, hey, tax dollars, man, gotta have maintenance for those things, you know what I'm saying? Like, no different than the highway, you gotta take care of those bridges and things of that nature. So make sure that you're paying attention to all that stuff that's out there. So last but not least, we got Black Excellence. I know some people may talk about Kevin Hart I enjoy Kevin Hart and his early stuff.
Philly, you know, stand-up.
His last couple stand-ups been all right, but movie-wise, he's been doing his thing movie-wise. He's a great producer. He's put his boys on. He's made money for a lot of places. Like, he's been, a philanthropist. He's been doing a lot of good things. And to add to that, Kevin Hart was given the Mark Twain Prize for humor. And other winners like Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, and many other comedians have gone up there and received that particular award for just being able to make people around them laugh in some form or fashion for a long period of time. And, you know, you can't deny Kevin Hart has been able to do that through his movies, through his stand-up, through his skits, through, creating the Laugh Out Loud or buying the Laugh Out Loud YouTube. And he makes sure that he's got comedians that are on there and he's keeping it rolling, interviews and things of that nature. So, shout out to Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying, receiving Amen. The Mark Twain Prize for humor. As Aaliyah says, stand up for Philly. Represent. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Well, last but not least, we always got to make sure we're taking care of our vets out there and those that may be going through some trials and tribulations, man. So make sure that you touch base with your friends, family. If they're not able to help you and you feel like you can't get past the issues that you have, make sure that you hit up that National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK. 800-273-8255. Yeah. Only way that you can get through it is by taking the time to make sure that you work through it. You know what I'm saying? Running away, just like anything else, doesn't solve a problem. You know what I'm saying? And we're mm-hmm. trying to make sure that you solve the problem. You know what I'm saying? So that you can't fix it if you're not here. And it can be fixed. Any situation can be fixed. So if you have those type of feelings and feel like your family's not for you or your friends aren't able to help you or you're feeling all alone, make sure you hit up, like I said, that National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK, 800-273-8255. All right. It's been another one, man. We done began the season with great news, and we hope that news continues to flow our way and blesses us with all types of stuff that we can laugh at.
Amen.
And make crazy jokes, and we had wonderful guests, and you know what I'm saying? And Rajim can sit by the pool with his grandbaby old hand.
All right, in the big old mansion.
Kicking it in the mansion and everything like that. So there's a couple of topics that we kind of left off the plate. I'm going to for sure bring at least one of them back. You know what I'm saying? Because I heard there's some pills that elongate you can also help out your brain. So we're going to talk about that next week. We gotta put that on the docket. So we're going to have to talk about that one. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man. you know what I mean? So, hey, we're going to find out about it. So I really appreciate everybody out there. Make sure, like I said, you got to do these things right here. You got to subscribe. You got to hit the bell. You got to get your friends Amen. And follow us. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you share that thing as well, because we out here. We trying to do this thing for y'all. We trying to give y'all this information. We trying to make y'all laugh. You know what I'm saying? It's the Men Catch Up Podcast. That's how we do it.
Men MKP, baby.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Men Catch Up Podcast, episode 77. Run and shoot. We up in here. And we'll see y'all next Tuesday. And we out.
At 7 p.m.
We got a lead in the building. Mr. Make It Happen.